Our next segment is on applying for and maintaining tax-exempt status. Michaela Cromer with Clifton Larson and Allen LLP and Catherine David with Steptoe and Johnson are our speakers. Michaela, am I pronouncing that correctly? Okay. Michaela is a CPA, and she's a signing director at Clifton Larson Allen. She manages income tax engagements for nonprofits, and she has extensive knowledge from over 20 years' experience in accounting and consulting. And she also consults and serves entities that include national and international associations. And Catherine David is an attorney with Steptoe and Johnson out of San Antonio. Tax-exempt organizations, she works with them in all sizes, and she guides them at formation, operation, and growth, and also on dissolution issues, so the whole gamut. Please welcome our speakers.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're thrilled to be here, and we thank you for your attention today. So the topic that we were given was exactly as worded here, applying for and maintaining tax-exempt status. And so the way that Michaela and I chose to approach the topic was to use the exemption application as sort of a framing device. So we will walk through the mechanics of applying for exempt status, but we're going to use that as a springboard to broader issues that are relevant to qualifying for or maintaining tax-exempt status. So that's our framing device, is the exemption application process. So as probably most everyone in here knows, Section 501 of the Internal Revenue Code gives a variety of categories of tax-exempt status, and you see some of the most common ones listed here. The green font is intended to illustrate that today we are going to be focusing on 501c3 organizations. So with that, let's take a little closer look at the taxonomy. And there's nothing new to this group on this slide, but later in our presentation, we're going to zoom in on this image and talk about some of the more specific designations. So here we are at 10,000 feet in outer space, looking down at all organizations within the world. And within that category of all organizations within the world, some of those are nonprofit organizations. And as I often say to my clients, nonprofit is a state law concept. It's not a business strategy. I've had clients express concern to me that in a particular year, their revenue may be in excess of their expenses, and they mistakenly believe that that is illegal. But really, nonprofit, as you all know, just means that any excess funds, they're not distributed to any shareholder or private individual. And just as a refresher, something you all know is that you can have a nonprofit corporation for any number of purposes under state law. And again, that varies state by state. Not every permissible nonprofit purpose is a tax-exempt purpose. And so that is why you can see on this diagram that within the universe of nonprofit organizations, some of those, but not all of those, may qualify for tax-exempt status. And of those tax-exempt organizations, some of those are our focus today, which is 501c3 organizations. And again, like I said, we're going to zoom in on this image a little bit later. So the schedule today was perfect because Harrison and Elaine did a lot of the heavy lifting for us, painting the picture of what a good tax-exempt state law entity looks like, or what a tax-exempt entity looks like under state law. And so what that allows Michaela and me to do is assume away a bunch of complicated technical stuff. So as we go forward in this presentation, walking an organization through the applying for and maintaining tax-exempt status, we have assumed away, we've made a lot of assumptions that make our work easy. That is, we have an entity created under state law that is eligible for tax-exempt status. It could be a nonprofit corporation, it could be a charitable trust, it could be an unincorporated nonprofit association, it might even be an LLC that meets certain qualifications. Bottom line, it is not a for-profit entity. We've got a good nonprofit something under state law. Going back to the slide I mentioned before, it's not just a nonprofit organization. It's a nonprofit organization with a tax-exempt purpose.